Joni, tell us about the benefits orientation programs that are coming up.
The benefit roadshow coming up is designed to provide information to clergy members regarding the changes to the benefit programs that were approved through General Conference in 2012. So we're really going to be focusing on the changes that have taken place regarding plans provided through the General Board of Pension, and that would be the retirement programs such as CRISP, and also then the life and long-term disability that is provided through the Comprehensive Protection Plan, CPP. So we'll be visiting about those things, allowing clergy to ask questions, and hopefully we'll give them some new information and maybe clarify some questions that have been looming.
Okay. Yesterday you had the first of these?
Mm-hmm. It was a little, it's not technically a part of the roadshow, but I did have an opportunity to cover that same topic with a group in Charles City, and we did talk then about those changes to the benefit plans that were approved at General Conference. We talked about some other things as well, but it was an opportunity to try out that presentation mm-hmm. and provide some information to those folks. So, yep.
Are there major changes in that you'll have to discuss or describe compared to the last few years?
There are changes to the clergy retirement security program, mm-hmm. CRISP.
CRSP.
It's a whole lot easier to say CRISP.
Right.
With that particular plan, there have been some changes that will impact benefits at the time of retirement. Now, those changes that take place on January 1st of 2014 will only impact the service years that someone is in the ministry then from January 2014 moving forward. The changes to the way those benefits are calculated then at the time of retirement impact only those dollars during that time. Any retirement and or any plans, any participation in CRISP prior to January 1st of 2014 will not be impacted by those changes. So benefits under CRISP prior to January of 2014 will be calculated as they are currently. So it will not impact any of those dollars, and it certainly doesn't impact any of the benefits that are currently being received by retirees. So I hope that...
So in theory, some retirees could be under multiple retirement plans.
Yes, they will be under multiple retirement plans. We have some people right now that have credit in the pre-82 plan. Anything then between 1982 and through 2006, that was the MPP plan, and anything from 2007 through the end of this year will be the CRISP plan, and then we have revised CRISP, which starts then January of 2014. So yes, they could have money in all of those retirement plans.
Now, looking ahead, you have scheduled some of these presentations
yes.
across the 8 districts.
Yes.
And they begin soon.
Yes, they do begin soon. Our first presentations will begin on Tuesday, September 3rd. And we're trying to make a loop around Iowa and hit about 4 places over the next 2 days. So beginning on that September 3rd, for those 2 days, the 3rd and the 4th, we're going to hit 4 places. I would love to say that I've already confirmed all of the churches. I have not as of yet. I have, however, confirmed that Monday, Tuesday, September 3rd, we will be heading to Ames Collegiate in the morning, and then we will be heading to Mason City first in the afternoon on the 3rd. Now, I have yet to confirm the two churches then on Wednesday, September 4th. We are then going to be going out and around and doing another loop, sort of on the southwest, west side, northwest side of the state, on Monday, September 16th, and Tuesday, September 17th. And so I have confirmed, though, that on Monday morning, September 16th, we will be at the Atlantic United Methodist Church. So we'll be over there in the morning, and we're going to head up north. And then on the morning of Tuesday, September 17th, we're hoping to be down South Central somewhere. So I have yet to confirm those churches.
So there'll be 8 presentations then in this first round.
There will be 7. Not counting, you know, the presentation that I had made earlier this week, but there will be 7. Mm-hmm. And I am going to ask you for your help, mm-hmm. perhaps, in taping one of those presentations and making it available on the web.
So there may there may be some resources there to help with some of the frequently asked questions or other kind of resource material.
Absolutely. We will make it available in different ways. We understand that people can't travel all the time and that, you know, traveling across Iowa may not be an option if they can't attend, you know, the road show in mm-hmm. their region. So.
All right. Now, looking more specifically at each of these 7 upcoming sessions, about how long will they run?
These sessions will be between 2 and 2.5 hours. That gives Josie Martinez, our representative from the General Board of Pension, who will be traveling with us, mm-hmm. and when I say us, I mean myself, and the chair of our Conference Board of Pensions, Beverly Bell. She will be presenting her materials through a PowerPoint presentation, and it should take probably 1.5 hours to run through that material. And that allows then another hour or so for some additional information to be shared with clergy and allow for questions. So we should be done in 2.5 hours.
All right. And how will people register or sign up for their attendance at these events?
We are going to put some information out on the website alerting them as to the dates, times, and the churches where the benefit roadshow will be held, and then we will ask clergy members attending to pre-register with the HR and Benefits Office by contacting either myself or Chris Wyatt so that the participants at the presentation could have their service records run prior to the actual meeting. We'd like to provide that at the time that they attend. Mm-hmm. So it would be very helpful to know who's coming so we can do that beforehand.
Sure.
This pertains to clergy only, correct?
This is for clergy only, yes. Okay. Because these changes have to do with the changes to the clergy
specific
retirement, okay. You know, pension and disability life and programs.
Okay.
So it is intended for clergy only.
Okay. And you mentioned, or Art had brought up, that there'd be, in effect, different retirement accounts then. I imagine that their statements upon retirement are going to reflect that, what's coming from.
Absolutely. And they can see that also on their quarterly statements. Mm-hmm. So as the clergy receive their quarterly statements from the General Board of Pension, mm-hmm. they should already see that they have certain dollar amounts or certain years of service within these different retirement programs. Mm-hmm. So this will be just one more on their quarterly statement, this revised CRISP. So one more.
And are the 7 that are planned right now going to be the totality of the ones that the roadshow?
This, for as far as the 7 dates for the benefit roadshow, mm-hmm. yes, absolutely. Then those are the 7 that we will schedule with our representative mm-hmm. from the General Board of Pension. That is when Josie is available, and that was really all the time that we could ask her sure. to commit to this. we may be sharing additional information. If there are other district meetings and, you know, there are some other topics perhaps that I could cover, you know, if this is one of them that I would be sharing, I'd be happy to do that.
Mm-hmm. And then talking about the specter of him taping and putting it on the website for anybody that can't come, that's going to, I would think, handle the majority of people who couldn't attend, but still being new and not knowing the overall demographic and how plugged people are into the internet, do you have clergy members that maybe aren't real big on computers or internet that it would benefit them to be able to receive a CD or something of the presentation? How would you identify them, or is that even an issue?
No, perhaps, and certainly, you know, that's something that I could discuss with, you know, your office, with the communications office, and make some decisions about, you know, other ways to provide that information. I also know that the General Board of Pension had provided to each conference a CD that covered the changes to the programs that were approved by General Conference 2012. There is a CD that was made available to us. I also know, however, that there are some fabulous resources available on the General Board of Pension website. If a clergy member were to go out to the General Board's website, which is www.gbophb.org, they will see under the Resources tab several different topic areas, but there are some links to videos specific to the changes to the pension and the life and long-term disability. Lots of different videos available out there. And so I would suggest that any of our clergy members just check out their website, see what resources they might have available. They have some fantastic things.
It's just good to know that, to be able to direct people where to go.
Yep. And we need to be doing that from our conference website as well. You know, as people get onto our HR page under the Iowa Conference, we need to be able to be providing some of those links as well. So we need to do some additional work to our page and include some of those links so that people maybe can find those resources a bit easier.
Good. Anything else?
I don't think so. I think we're just excited that we're going to be able to get out and see people face to face and allow for some open conversation and allow for questions, because I do believe that we have so many changes that have been approved and that have taken place that there may be some misunderstanding out there about what the changes really impact. And we want to be sure then that we can clarify that for clergy so that they're more at ease and that they understand that, you know, their needs are still being cared for.
Right. So to summarize in conclusion, then there'll be an announcement that will be distributed via the website in the near future that it will include the dates and the locations and the times of these seven upcoming presentations, as well as contact information to your office by which people can register for any of those seven.
Yes, absolutely. We will have that announcement out on the website soon. I'm at a point where I'm very close to confirming then all of the locations and hope to have that done by the end of today. So.
And one last quick question about the registration. Is that district specific or does that matter?
No, it's not. No, that doesn't matter at all. It's not district specific.
So a clergy person from one district could go any place?
Absolutely. They can go to any of these that they might feel fits into their schedule. So absolutely, they are more than welcome to attend any of those roadshow presentations.